Things may seem somehow unsure in times things we find direction sign sometimes today we hold
have a pretty big penis.
Like, we're talking like 14 inches.
15 or 16 even.
Holy shit, this is out of control.
RDS Radio.
Come shot!
You better fucking believe
it. Put your head back! You got jizzed in your mouth! Yes!
Let's start a war. Stop. RDS Radio. Asen?
Right. That was great.
All right.
Hi.
Hey. All right. Hey. Hello.
Welcome, guys, to
RDS
Radio. Hasn't been on for, like, forever.
Hi. Yeah? Whose fault is that?
I'm going to go ahead and blame Decor on this one.
Well, maybe.
It's okay.
Well, I mean, okay, it's my first time back in a while because I was gone for one Wednesday and you had Lee co-host.
Yeah, and, it's okay.
Yeah.
Anyways,
suffice to say, crap.
Yeah, it was crap. I never hosted that show. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
The show never happened. It's not on the archives.
Yeah, it doesn't really count.
I have it.
No, shut up, man. You don't have anything. Yes, nothing happened that night. Screw you.
The night that we shall not speak of.
Yeah. It's just me and it's just Coop and Adam tonight. No P Wolf. Right. He's.
I bet he's in what he's doing.
Grace is here beside me, but she can't talk.
Hi, Grace.
Everyone say hi to Grace.
Hi, Grace. All right.
Yeah, and you can thank AquaSky for the gay bar song.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And if you never watched the 753 project, there's a really good video to that song in there.
It's good stuff. No way.
Scintilla's asking, what's so funny about the word glib?
What's so funny about the word glib?
Just don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. If you don't know, you're glib.
Actually, that's kind of true.
Mm-hmm. It's actually what kind of means.
Yeah. So, Peter. You're glib.
Anyways, let's see. Who's recording the show for us tonight, then?
I don't know. I think Liz was trying and somebody else. I don't remember.
All right. So. Yeah, no, actually, yes, I'm eating pasta right now. So, I'm sorry. If you guys hear me kind of munching along. Yeah, sorry.
I ate pasta earlier.
Yeah, you're gay.
It was good. It was this chicken fajita pasta with like penne and this really awesome garlicky sauce, and it was the shit.
Mine's just spaghetti with big
spaghetti sauce.
Yeah, you can't top our lunch today, man.
What'd you have for lunch? Damn you! Did you get the pineapple with the rice?
No, we had something.
Oh,
we had the lunch special. Sorry, it was
chicken. Come on.
But Grace had a mango banana bubble tea. Ah, oh, that was awesome.
Jerk.
God, it was freaking good. Good.
So Grace, she's a jerk.
Why? I drank most of it, actually.
All right, fine. You're half a jerk. You're most of a jerk.
That's fine.
Yeah.
When you come here, I'm not even gonna go to Chili's.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna find it.
You're not
I'm
gonna
take
find
a train.
It.
I will go.
You're gonna get lost.
Will...
You're gonna get raped.
No, I will. It'll be worth it.
To get raped?
Yes. Joey's is worth rape.
Grace did a shout out for Liz. My mic isn't very sensitive, so.
Okay. Shouting out for Liz.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out for Liz.
Canadians.
Yeah, all right. Canadians.
Anyway. Hey, did you hear that she won the Iron Chef tournament?
Dude, that's old news, man.
I didn't. Well, I just found out.
Hmm?
I just found out. Congratulations, Liz, for winning that.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. Online AV Iron Chef tournament.
Yeah, the
version 2.0.
Yeah.
Did I? Oh, yeah.
Good job.
Carp. See, MJ didn't know. He's like, she did? What?
Wow. Oh, wow.
All right. I thought it was cool. Hey, good job, man. Jerk.
What a jerk. Ah, whatever. Anyways, let's see. What's been going on?
I don't know.
They had like 3 weeks here of no show.
Three now, is it?
Yeah, it was three because, like, you know.
From
the last show that actually counted.
I don't know. Let's see. Didn't something end that was Kind of big?
I don't know. Kind of big?
It was kind of. It wasn't really. I didn't. Ended up being a lot. Very anticlimactic.
What was
in
this?
My opinion.
What was it?
The VCAs? VCA? VD?
VD? I got VD, man.
Really? Ew.
Dude,
does Grace know? Does Grace know?
I got it from you.
You got it from... Oh.
It's your fault.
Sorry.
Why you gotta be like...
Wait, which one?
I don't know. I don't know. Wasn't it like a bunch of them put together?
Well, ask Grace what I should treat it with.
What should he treat it with, Grace? What, is there a magic pill that he can take?
Is she working on one?
I don't think there's a magic bullet for your,
IVD?
Problem.
No.
Maybe a bullet to the head.
That could fix it.
But which head are we talking about?
Man? Oh, hey-oh.
Stupid.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay, anyway, the VCAs ended. Mm-hmm. And, let's see. I'm going to go through the list of winners.
Why? Who cares about this crap, man?
Zarxrax, Agip, Alpha Hazard, Alternababe, Aluminum Studios, AMV_4000, Ashiakun, Bad Martial Arts, Bubblehead.
What the hell are you going off of?
I'm reading this this list of winners.
Winners for what?
Apparently they won the Best Multi-Editor Project Award. A lot of them.
What? Get out of here.
Oh, for AMV Hell 3. Yeah, that one.
Right, thanks. They're not going to list it.
I know. No, all right.
Good job,
sure.
Higher org.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
pretty much. Pretty much, and they're all gonna get a big bundle of prizes, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
The only person that had more than one of their videos win an award was Scooby Rucker, who won with both. Still Preoccupied with 1985 and The Wizard of...
That's usually the case.
Is it The Wizard of Ozaka or is it The Wizard of Ozaka? What do you think?
Does it really matter?
What do you think, man?
Ozaka?
Or Ozaka, because it's like The Wizard of Oz.
No,
it... Aka, The Wizard of Ozaka.
Yeah, but you say it. Who cares, man? What's the difference?
It's a big difference.
Why?
I don't know.
Just call it that video with the Osaka.
It's the one with the Osaka and the other ones and that.
Whatever. Cares.
Yeah. Yeah, but he also won Creator of the Year. Very,
yeah, it's a good job.
I voted for him. That was, I thought it was very well deserved.
I didn't vote at all.
At all, yeah.
For anything, period. Sorry.
Except for Most Helpful, but he didn't even make it to the finals.
No, I didn't vote for that either.
You didn't make it to the finals, so who cares?
I know, I didn't vote for myself. No, actually, I did vote for something. Mitternach Special Edition.
Special Edition,
yeah.
Yes. Which
should have won. What the hell?
Well, okay, they said that the lowest margin of victory was for Best Horror, so I'm pretty sure that Mitternach Special Edition was, like, right up next to it.
They probably, like, took off a couple votes.
Like, we can't let this win. It already won.
Mm-hmm.
We let it into the finals, but, you know. quite a few good videos, but quite a bit of controversy.
Over.
As there, you know, as always is, because, you know, people are like, hey, the video that I voted for didn't win. What gives, damn it?
Apparently, you know, everyone else is dumb.
You know.
That's why I say I just don't vote. That way I can't say
because if the video that I voted for, obviously, is the only one that deserves to win, and if anybody, you know, differs from my opinion, they're obviously a dumbass. And I have no faith in the org whatsoever. Because, you know, that's how it is, man. You know?
It is.
My opinion is the right opinion, obviously.
Well, what did you vote for that you thought
several,
should have won?
Several.
What's the biggest one?
The biggest one? Okay, here's my thing. I mean, I'm obviously making fun of you know, everybody's attitude about this and how, you know, everyone is making such a big hubbub. Well, I know not everybody, but there's so many people like that. That thread went to, what, like 8 pages, and everybody was saying pretty much the exact same thing. What, this didn't make it in? Blah, blah, blah. This whole thing is popularity, blah, blah, blah. Well, God, come on, man. Shut the hell up. You know, okay.
It's a popularity contest.
Well, yeah, obviously. Like, okay, let's see. I don't know. Okay, fine. I'll go back to my final vote page. And the only one that I would even really... Like, most of the ones that won, I didn't vote for, but I'm not really going to sit here and argue about it, because I really don't care. The only one that I would say I might argue about would be Most Improved. Only not to say that Sierra is a bad editor. Exactly the opposite. And that's why... Because the thing is... She was a good editor last year, too. And
she's a good editor ever since she started.
I mean, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, stylistically, though, her videos have not changed at all in the last 2 years.
I wouldn't say she even improved. Maybe she just got more popular.
Exactly. She got more popular, and out of all five, I think she was the least improved. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing. I mean, she just went from good to good. You know, that's
good to a little bit better.
No. I don't even know about that. It was just, you know, she's still good, and that's it. But, you know, and of all five finalists, I didn't really like any of them in terms of, you know, wow, I can definitely see a big improvement. That's true. That's true. No, honestly, I could maybe see the argument for JCD, or maybe for Tyler. I'm honestly not extremely watches last year's videos, but I think he's a great editor. So, I mean, if I had to give it to anybody, it would probably be Decoy.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you didn't vote. Did you vote on that runoff?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You bastard.
But the last person I would have voted for was Sierra Lorna. Mm. And I just... I don't know. But whatever.
No props. Big deal. Not a big deal. Alright, let's see.
Anyways. Are we done talking about that?
No, we're not. I mean, let's...
This is going to be a pretty short show.
About,
sure, yeah, that's fine.
If anyone wants to talk about VCAs and their thoughts, everyone, we don't care. Yeah, well, yeah, we do care, but maybe.
Okay. I'm going to go through which ones that I definitely thought were spot on. Rookie of the Year, Kasanzi, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
No offense to Fall Child or any of these guys, but Kasanzi is definitely the editor to watch.
Yeah, he's just better than you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys should stop trying, really.
Yeah, I mean, you might as well just quit. Yeah. Especially Todd. Sorry.
Especially who?
Todd.
Todd, yeah. Todd, you should probably just quit.
Might as well. Yeah. I mean,
just give up now.
Yeah, it's fine. You're not coming to ASEN, so obviously, you know, you're not, you know, a good editor.
Yeah, because Kazanzi's going to ASEN.
Exactly, that's my point.
See, that's why he won.
Yeah. yeah. All right.
Let's see. Do I have any thoughts about this?
No, obviously not.
No, actually, not really.
Okay, best romance. One. Wait, what won that?
I don't know. Some crappy video.
That's the one I actually did vote for.
Why?
I voted for that one because it's a good video. It's your best video.
Ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duh.
All right. Good.
I did not vote for yours for best no effects.
There wasn't any.
Exactly. Well, no, there's blurs.
No, there was no blurs. No blurs.
Wait a minute. No.
No blurs.
There is a part where you go to black and white.
Yeah, there's a part where I go to black and white.
Yes.
And there's a little contrast flash there.
There is.
That's about it.
That is an effect.
I used two contrast flashes in the whole video. And that one fade to black, or fade to
that black is an effect.
That's it. Sorry.
Sorry,
Brent. What do you want me to do?
I want you to quit AMV.
You want me to step down from the pedestal over there and say, I don't want this award, I don't deserve it?
That's right.
Okay.
For best instrumental, I voted for I Want to Fly by Cragdrum, which I thought was a...
I don't like that video.
I like it a lot. I think it's, in terms of mood and flow and atmosphere, I thought it was phenomenal. Actually,
too weird.
I voted for Static, actually.
Oh.
Lee's best video, by far.
I heard you spent a lot of time on the concept of that video.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I grilled him. You know, it was very much, you know, many late nights, maybe a few
tears
shed.
It took years to make that video, that's what I heard.
Yeah. it wasn't, you know, a response to, you know, needing a video for a contest that he was going to, you know, nothing like that. But, what else? I actually did vote Still Preoccupied for Best Comedy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it won. Thanks, didn't it? Did it?
Sorry.
Wait. Did it?
Yeah, it did. Won. It?
Oh. Alright.
Why?
Alright.
Why do you think it did
it.
Win? What other...
I don't even
remember the other videos that were running.
Date Rape, Quid Pro Quo, Real Ninjas, The Race, and Wizard of Osaka. Osaka. I don't know. I did vote for Phenomenon for Best Action. Yeah, and that did win. So, right on to Sierra Lorna. Yeah. Did not vote for Still Preoccupied for Best Character Profile. Because I don't really see it as a character profile, but, you know, whatever. Actually voted for Mike and Mary's I Walk Alone video, which is technically a multi-character profile, but... In my definition of a character profile, I think it works very well because they're profiling the way all the characters are alike. I thought it was very good. Wait, what's she saying? What is she saying?
Grace is saying that.
Brad, aren't you doing exactly what you said you didn't like people doing?
What?
Like justifying videos that you voted for that didn't win?
But I'm not sitting here saying, oh, the one that did win totally, you know, should not be.
Okay. He's just...
You're right. You're right. In that case, I did. I said that Still Preoccupied was not a character profile, and I do agree with that. However, do I really care that it won? Not really.
Alright.
I'm not going to say, oh, that was total bullshit. I'm not saying, you know,
now everyone's calling you out on it.
I'm sorry.
That's right. No, it's fine. You're right. I did say that. It's fine. It's fine. You can call me out on it. It's fine. However, I'm not...
However, I'm still right.
Well, no.
Just kidding.
What I'm not doing is whining about it. I don't really care. Anyways,
are we gonna talk about the video that has caused the most controversy?
Which one?
Seems Jihaku has.
Oh yeah. If you want to, sure.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of weird.
I know that you like it a lot, and
I like it. I mean, I didn't vote for it. Video of the year. I mean, I don't have anything against it winning video of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really been following what Tyler has thought of it, this whole thing. Has he even said anything about it?
Not that I know of, but I doubt that he really cares.
Yeah,
that
see, that's
much.
What I'm saying. But, some people seem to think that, like I just saw... Aqua said it's like pretentious wank.
What?
She's like, Jihaku is pretentious type of video.
Why?
I don't know why. I mean, see, that's what I'm saying. He made the video. He showed it to people. He hasn't said anything about it. He hasn't tried to defend what he was trying to do with it.
And he doesn't go around pitching it to everybody,
exactly.
You know.
People, it just kind of caused this controversy between people, and like, yeah, some people like it, some people don't. So what? It's just like any other video, and it wins Video of the Year, and I guess it just wasn't as big of a standout video as other videos, Video of the Year in the past were. So people are complaining more about it.
I don't know, but I mean, again, like Aqua just said, you know, she believes that it's sloppily put together, but I strongly disagree. But you know, that's obviously where, you know, taste and opinion come into play, and I mean, I think Jihaku's best aspect is its atmosphere, its flow, its mood, its theme, rather than he obviously wasn't trying to tell a cohesive story.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't think that a really good, you know, dramatic video needs to tell a cohesive story at all.
Do people even know what the song is about? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it doesn't have a story. Then, but I don't know. I just.
So are we going to get that story versus kind of theme type of videos controversy here?
In my opinion, no. I mean, it as long as it has something else. I mean, if it has no story yet, no atmosphere, no mood, then obviously, no, it's probably not a very good video. But in what I believe he was going for was, you know, to create, you know, this atmosphere and to tell, you know, the emotion of the song.
Yeah, I think he was totally song-driven. I mean, he just used whatever anime he had and used the best scenes that he thought of that would fit that point. And I mean, Jihaku isn't original. No, it's not. It's the videos have been done like that before. But well, I think the reason that this one is stood out more than those is just how well it was put together compared to all those other ones that use random clips from random anime and just try to create that same type of emotion that the song is trying to
And you know, it reminds me a lot of how more old school videos were made.
Yeah.
You know, really, I mean, back in, like, you know, like late 90s, you know, like 2000 era of AMVs, a lot of videos use this same mentality. But, you know, and they were great. And it got a lot of people, you know, into AMVs. But then, you know, there was like this paradigm shift of, you know, getting away from videos like that. And, you know, people like Tyler and Dark Crystal and, you know, Cragdrum and those guys, you know, they really like that, you know, that kind of stuff. And I can tell that that's what Tyler really wanted to make. And then people start, you know, into the whole, you know, oh, it's just random effects. I didn't think it was randomly effects-y at all.
I don't,
you know, it's not even that effects-y to begin with. I mean, it's just...
It's not.
Masks.
It's just, yes.
You know?
Some pretty simple masks here and there, and mostly just straight cuts and fades into whatever.
Exactly. Yeah, that's all it was. It's like, oh, it's so, just, you know, random and effects-y and, you know, pretentious.
We can get into this a little bit later. I'm gonna go play a little bit of more songs here. Didn't mean to cut you off there.
Song?
We have one from Krat and one from Metro. So here we go.
Time. Casey. You got milk. RDS Radio.
Shit then.
Oh, it's fine. We're back.
Hey, all right. So wait, I think we picked up somebody. Yeah.
It's Dragon Kickass.
Yeah. That's his creator name.
Everyone know who Dragon Kickass is? He's a...
So. Say something.
Say something, Dragon.
Say something, Dragon Kickass.
damn it, now he's not saying anything.
Come on, you jerk.
Freaking jerk. Damn it!
Damn it, fine, it's Shane Lee.
What?
We're gonna put skanks
there you
on
go.
Skanks on a Shane.
Bastards.
Sorry.
Fucking asshole.
Alright, we caught Shane before he was going to sleep, because he's an old man. Yeah,
he's an old
he
guy.
Sleeps at 10:45 at night. Really work in the morning, you guys. God! Alright, he's in IRC now.
Alright, there he is.
Alright then. Hi. Anyways, so, Shane, how's it going, man?
I'm doing awesome.
How's the TV?
How's the what?
How's the new TV?
I don't know what you guys... What?
How is the new TV?
It's awesome. I've had it for like 2 months. It's good. It's fun.
The 11th. All right,
then. Has it changed your life?
Yes.
All right.
All right, then.
This sucks. What do you...
He's so bitter. Like, God, I don't want to be here. For Christ's sake. We're good.
Dude, what do you gotta do in the morning? Who cares?
Go to work.
Dude.
God.
Who cares? Who knows that crap?
Why is there no one else in here?
Because.
We reserved space just for you. Just for you.
Alright. Okay, we're gonna talk.
We're gonna talk.
Shane, we want your opinion. Okay. What do you prefer to see in an AMV? An AMV with a good solid story or good solid flow / atmosphere / theme?
I don't know if he's thinking about this or he just kind of walked away.
He's like falling asleep. I'll get right on that, and he walks away.
No, you know, like, those are the two things I like about AMVs. So you're asking me to choose between the two things that I like. I mean, there's a million things I don't.
I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, I love
there's
a
elements
video
of both,
a good
both
story.
Types of AMVs, you know. But
right. Let's
say, in the case of, have you seen Jihaku?
Yeah.
That's a video that's, you know, built pretty much completely around like atmosphere and flow and mood, as opposed to telling a cohesive story. You know, whereas you have other videos that, you know, from beginning to end, try to, you know, tell a story with the editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, which one do I prefer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jihaku versus what? Give me an example of something else.
God. What's your favorite story AMV, I guess? I don't know.
My favorite story AMV? I don't know.
Damn it.
I've determined to make this the worst... This is going to be the worst radio show ever.
It already is. No, I was chicken top from 2 weeks ago, which didn't really happen.
Alright, let's see.
I really like AMVs that change the story, that make a new story, just for kicks.
Okay.
Just for
so like an alternate universe type videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I'm not saying that's the be all end all of
like
of editing, but I really like those. What?
Like Sex and Caramel.
No, I'm not talking about that video.
Dude, I love that video. I put that video on my PSP and I played in my car while I drive.
Are you serious?
just
more lame
video.
Than I am.
Just that one video.
Awesome.
He plays it on a loop. He's an obsessive fanboy.
There's nothing wrong with, I don't know, I guess...
Implied
Yuri.
Implied
on your PSP?
Yuri playing while you drive.
Oh, man.
Well, anyways, it doesn't matter. So, back to the question. What would you prefer... to watch? Well, would you prefer...
What, story or flow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of want both in all my videos. You know?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I kind of put those hand... Like, if you have, like, a story video that's just story, I don't know, it's kind of boring. If you have a flow over here, it's just kind of flow. It's just, it's kind of boring. Like, you know, you want both together.
So how do you feel about the video of the year, Gyaku, then?
What?
How do you feel about that winning video of the year, Gyaku?
Well, I have to admit, I don't like Gyaku that much.
Okay.
Actually, I don't like it at all. Okay. I'm not...
Why is it that you
don't
to
be like me. Like, I watched it, I'm just, like, kind of watching, like, okay, what's going on? There's his mouth, there's anime. Oh, this is mouth again. Mouth, mouth, anime, mouth. Oh, shit, this is mouth again. Mouth, mouth. I like the song.
The anime is inside his mouth.
Yeah. Like, I like the song. It just didn't do it for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Alright.
I'm a big Foo Fighters fan, and I like most of the anime he used in that video. The video didn't work for me.
Nice.
And I didn't really feel that it did the flow thing. It really felt very random to me.
Okay. That's a perfectly fair opinion.
Yeah.
Even though it's totally wrong, but you know, I'm
kidding. It's kind of like Euphoria, you know. Squares.
Yeah, squares.
Triangles.
Dude, they were rectangles, man. There were no squares in that video. What the hell's wrong with
triangles? Squares are rectangles.
Yeah, but rectangles aren't squares.
Yeah, but are not squares. You said squares.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
I'm not even trying here. I'm just trying to get through this. I'm just trying to get off the hook here.
Tourist, let you go, man.
We'll let you go. It's fine. You obviously don't
matter.
Well, I wanted to get the opinion of somebody, you know, who's a bit more, you know, old school, because it seemed like nowadays, you know, like, you know, with like the newer generation of AMV people, you know, story driven AMVs tend to take a lot more precedence.
Story driven AMVs?
Yeah. And it's kind of in response to, you know, you probably haven't been paying that much attention to it, but like in the main, like the BCA winners thread, you know, so many people are arguing, you know, over like the validity of Gyaku and saying, you know, it had, you know, no story, blah blah blah, and yeah, which is true, yeah, but
that doesn't.
What we're trying to, what we're trying to discuss is, does that really matter?
Is that all that matters in the criteria of a video of the year or something that's good?
Because, you know, when I watched the video, it reminded me a lot of, you know, a lot of the older, like a lot of the more old school videos, like, you know, from around like between like 97 and 2000. Yeah, there were what?
Wait, Gyaku? You're talking about Gyaku?
Yes, I'm talking about Gyaku. I'm not talking about, you know, like, how, you know, all the, you know, masking and that kind of stuff. I'm talking about how, like, about the structure, you know, about, you know, like, the multi-anime, you know, structure and, you know, and basically, you know, how it flowed and the atmosphere it created. Yeah, I remember seeing several videos like that, you know, back when I was originally getting into AMVs that I gravitated towards a lot. Yeah, but anyways, and so I wanted
maybe I need to watch that video again, because Dave Grohl's mouth really distracted me during that video.
And what's weird? You know what's weird? That when I first saw it at AWA, that is what I concentrated on the most, and I was like, yeah, that was good, but I didn't really think it was that great. And the main thing was because he used the footage from the original music video, which is something I normally hate when they do it. Like that was the main thing I hated about Mad World. It's otherwise, you know, display a great video, but you know, when they incorporate the real music video into it, it just something about it just annoys me. But then after I went back and I watched Gyaku again after it became available online, the more I really started to like it a lot, and that just didn't really bug me at all. You know, I remember seeing it at AWA, and like singing. I think it was either to, I was sitting next to Lolo and Jay, and I said to one of them, I was like, yeah, but he used the original music video. That's something that I've always hated.
It wasn't so much that he used the original music video. It was just that, like, it was just that one. It was just his mouth constantly just showing up in the video. And I'm like, why is his mouth coming back?
That's actually how the original music video mostly is.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. Like, but if you're making an AMV, you're trying to like make something new out of it, and why keep that mouth there constantly? Like, it really was a very big distraction to me, to the point where I couldn't actually focus on what the anime was, like what the anime scenes were. It was just his mouth and then anime scenes, his mouth, anime scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it really didn't connect with me.
So you think if he had used less of the mouth, you might have liked it more?
Well, why even use his mouth? If it's about making like the old school type of like flow and theme and, you know, pulling this thing together, why use the original video that much? Or at all?
And that's something that would be, you know, up to Tyler. And I'm not gonna say that, you know, Jihaku is my all time favorite video. Not by any means. But, you know, I did definitely like it a lot. And are there things about it that could be better? Sure. But I don't know. There was something about how he incorporated the original video to it as well that I ended up liking a lot. And I can agree with you on the mouth thing, in that you definitely see that quite a bit. And it almost ends up looking like, in a way, like when people use repeated footage, you know, which is a big no-no in AMVs. I don't know, there was just something about it. It's kind of like how... Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, I think it might be... It'd be more interesting if Tyler here were to talk about his point of view. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like we're just attacking his video, or...
I'm not...
Or I'm attacking...
I'm just discussing.
Yeah.
I've actually not even heard from him defend the video, really.
No, I really doubt that
he cares. You win the video of the year, why do you need to defend it?
So. Well, I mean, even before he won video of the year, he was getting crap from people.
In his announcement thread, it went like 6 pages, and there were at least, you know, like probably 20-some comments saying the exact same thing. You know, people were like, this is, you know, pretentious and blah, 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 and he never... I mean, he did come on and... Like, someone, you know, made, you know, a comment about how, you know, they understood what he was going for, that it wasn't about, you know, telling a cohesive story, it was about creating a mood and atmosphere and theme, and he came on, and it was, like, really early on, so that's probably why he was still paying attention to the thread, but, I mean, he said, you know, yes, thank you, that is exactly what I was going for, and that's all I remember him saying at all. And, yeah. Anyways.
Whatever.
All right. we'll let you go.
Well, thanks for right. chatting with us, Dragon.
No problem. Bastards.
You can go to bed.
Wait, hold on. Quick question.
All right. Okay, what?
What's your next thing? Come on. I know you have an idea. I know you have some ideas.
What's my next thing?
Yeah, what's your next video?
I have no idea. I've ripped Osmega and Dio for a Mr. Bungle video. That's pretty much it.
Is it going to be implied Yuri too?
What?
Nothing. Because if there's implied Yuri, I'm going to put it on my PSP again.
Are you ever going to do that, are you ever going to do that Glendora video?
This is the replacement for the Glendora video. This is actually going to be better than the Glendora video, if I ever do it.
Alright.
So
if I do, it'll take me like 2 days, but I just really don't want to start doing it. I'm just lazy.
Alright.
Yeah.
Dude, why are Trithel and Callium discussing math?
Who cares about them?
Understand.
It doesn't matter. Alright. Alright, well, thanks for chatting with us, man.
No problem.
See you later. Don't die.
Alright, bye.
Alright.
Well, alright.
I'm gonna go ahead and play a couple more songs here.
Alright then. Do it.
Settle this hedge. We got one from Scintilla, Fallchild, and then Skylink. Here we go.
Alright.
RDS Radio, it doesn't get any more ghetto than this.
Batman got on my nerves. He was running me amok. He ridiculed me, calling me a bum. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman thought he was bad. He was a fucking asshole in the first place. He got knocked to the floor. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped out of me and knocked me to the floor. I got back up and knocked him to the floor. He was being such a jagoff. I whooped Batman's ass. I whooped Batman's ass.
rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, represent champions.
Picture this. One day, you're walking down the street, and off in the distance you see this fine girl. She walks the walk, perhaps even talks the talk. She has an ass so tight that you could bounce a quarter off of it to the moon in these short shorts, shorter than the shortest shorts you've ever seen in your life. You approach wanting to grab a fine piece of that, but then you get too close, and she turns around, and it's not a girl at all, but Adam X. Hot damn. RDS Radio.
This is an advert for RDS Radio. You'll want to listen up for RDS Radio. You know you love Coop and Atom X2. and sometimes Pee Wolf, because he's so amazing. RDS Radio. 8:47.
Right.
Wait, I didn't get it.
Someone, Skylink, sent me some weird promo. And
okay, I'm going to download it.
Okay. I mean, never mind. I mean, if you wanted to, you are still allowed to give up promos for your videos. If you want to make a promo for your video, just send it in. I'll play it. I don't care.
Yeah, but that's kind of lame, man.
I guess.
Who does that?
Yeah, it was very, very low. I could barely understand it.
No, not low. Lame.
Okay. Never mind. Whatever. Anyways, we picked up another straggler.
And he's high.
And he's high.
Hi.
Hi, Lee. Highly. Not, he's not Hailey. Lowly, he's highly.
Haley. 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 Joel Osment.
I don't think we can hear that. Anyways.
Something about babies.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see, what were we all talking right. about tonight? Oh, yeah. We're going to go ahead and move on to new releases.
Yes, new releases. It's kind of like... We could do like a, you know, Ebert and Roper type thing.
Hmm.
Yeah, thumbs up, thumbs down sort of reviews.
Okay,
wanna try that?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first one that sticks out to mind would be the Demons Within.
Within the Metal MEP.
The Metal MEP project. Or MEP.
Yes.
All
right, what are your thoughts on this, Jay?
Well, okay. Most people know. I mean, even Warheart, wasn't he
The coordinator?
Yeah, the coordinator for the project.
Yeah.
He knows that I don't like metal. I mean, it's alright.
Likewise.
I don't mind the instrumental part of metal. It's mainly when they start growling at the mic. And like, I don't understand that. I don't think I'll ever get that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
You know who would be a great metal vocalist?
Who?
Zero. Serenity.
Maybe. If he was
I want
in
to hear him in a
something.
Metal band. Yes.
I can see that. He's got the hair.
Well, anyways, regardless of the fact that I'm not really a fan of metal, I still found myself enjoying the video. I especially liked Warheart's track at the end, the Soul Taker track. Even though that did have screaming, growling kind of at the end, it kind of meshed very well, and I actually ended up liking the MEP as a whole. It's pretty good.
So you give it a thumbs up?
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up.
Alright, well, I am also going to return that thumbs up, and I return your sentiments as well about metal. I mean, I'm not a huge metal fan. I mean, I definitely appreciate the music a lot. In this case, I mean, I went into it with sort of low expectations, but I mean, I was very impressed, and there were quite a few, you know, great tracks, and I mean, it was, like I said, the Soul Taker one was excellent. I really was impressed by Hitori's Elfin Lied track, and I normally really don't like Elfin Lied videos at all, but I ended up liking that one quite a bit. The Gungrave one was pretty good. He kind of shaky, but
shaky.
Yeah, overall, I mean, even that one Street Fighter one. I mean, normally nobody uses that anime very well, but I found myself liking that one as well. And overall, wait, what?
No! Grace is attacking me.
Grace, what are you doing?
Alright, so we get a thumbs up from are you Roper or are you Ebert?
I'm definitely a Roper.
Oh. Then who's Lee? Is he just like the chair or something?
Hey! The couch.
Sometimes they mention that third guy. If it's not, you know, Ebert and Roper, it's like, you know.
Okay, so it's Ebert, Roper, and Lee. So, or chair,
Liebert.
What are your thoughts, Mr. Chair? I heard Gooba.
Gooba.
Awesome. I think that's a thumbs up.
From Liebert, isn't it?
Liebert.
Can you really not hear me?
No, I really can't. Hey, stop it, Great. Sorry. She's attacking me and stuff.
Alright, what do you want? What are your thoughts?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I said I shared Brad's thoughts when I downloaded this video, and the fact that I was kind of, you know, had low expectations and basically thought it was just one of those, you know, random MEPs that you see like listed in the multi-editor project section. But I downloaded it and I watched it, and I actually found myself sitting all the way through it and like not even skipping tracks or any of that kind of stuff. Music, mm-hmm. I think the music selection was really good. I mean, there was like one or two tracks of some of that really deep screaming stuff that I like, mm-hmm. you know, didn't really, I don't think, mix as well with some of the other like more instrumental tracks, but like I think overall like it was good. And the tracks were all pretty well edited. There wasn't like a real drop point in which like all like any track was particularly bad, you know.
Mm-hmm. Liz, stop encouraging Grace to attack me. I will kill you. So.
There was one audio transition that I thought was a little awkward. I think it was in between. Were there three songs overall, or four?
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
I want to say there's three.
I'm eating the microphone.
It was in between the second and third track. It just seemed a little, I don't know, like the second song faded out, and like while the other one was fading in, it just made it really obvious and kind of took away from the video, in my opinion. But regardless, I mean, it wasn't a huge deal. It was just kind of, could have been better. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it was in between the Elfin Light and the Burst Angel tracks. But anyways. Alright, there's another MEP that came out that seems to be getting more attention than Demons Within, but
I don't think it is. It's just these people that were in it keep posting it.
That's true.
It's called Gang Rape.
And it's been up for three days longer.
The son of...
I thought it was Gan and Grape.
What? Gang Grape?
Gan Grape.
Well, anyways, overall I found the video to be a bit contrived, shallow and pedantic.
Big glib.
I don't know, it was good for a little chuckle. Some parts were obviously just really bad. I don't even know why I was there. I had a little chat with Aaliyah about it.
Yeah.
And she was like, she didn't have the heart to kick off the people that made the crappy tracks. Well, I have one thing to say to you.
Boo.
Grow some balls.
Kick them off. Balls. I mean, when I imagine Aaliyah, I imagine two humongous testicles. And that kind of shattered my image. Aaliyah. Damn it.
Awesome.
Balls.
I am Santa Claus.
Okay. I mean, I understood the concept behind Gang Rape, and yeah, I think it could have been a lot funnier than it was, but
Yeah, so does it get the thumbs up or down from you?
I gotta give it a thumbs down.
Ooh, ouch.
Sorry, hey.
I haven't given it anything. Mine's kind of like in the middle. It's kind of thumbs.
Oh, whatever. Whatever.
So right now it has half a...
an option.
Half a vote.
Nobody asked you to make a track. Aqua Sky. You jerk.
Agua. Alright, what about Lee's thoughts on this?
I haven't watched it yet, so I can't give you... Sorry.
Oh, okay. You jerk.
Alright.
Alright. I think... Is there any more new releases that we... really stood out, I guess?
That I can remember. Let me see. Maybe, but... No, the other video I downloaded just... out of randomness was that one called Pure Magic made by Ojemajo Lime Pie.
Oh.
I don't know, it was just completely random. I was like,
that one.
And, well, it's 66 megabytes, and it's a minute and 27 things long, and it's completely interlaced. And,
awesome.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, there was one I downloaded today. It was Psychologist.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I got that one as well.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. I heard he only made it like 2 days or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did like that one as well.
That was pretty good. I really like the encoding. It was HU64. It looked really nice.
Mm-hmm. Very much so, yeah.
But, yeah.
I really want to start.
I could recommend a download for that one.
I'll give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, just go watch it. I think we're going to start doing this where we're going to start downloading videos and then tell people whether they should download it or not.
All right.
I mean, I know a lot of people end up like not downloading anything anyway because they're like, oh, it's some person I don't know, and this is not going to download it because it sucks, probably.
Basically,
and most likely, most of the time, this is true. But
you're saying you want to dictate what people watch and don't watch.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be like Jeremy Clarkson. If you guys don't know who that is, doesn't matter.
You want to play God.
But anyways, anything else?
No. I don't know. I think ASIN's coming up.
Oh, yeah, ASIN.
Oh,
ASIN. Yep.
So, is it about 5 or 6 weeks?
Five weeks.
Counting. 5 weeks.
I'm totally counting. I'm ready to
go.
Freaking ready to go.
How are you guys' how are you guys' videos coming?
Oh, mine's getting there. You know what I'm talking about, Brad.
Yeah?
Yeah, shut your anger hole.
Wow. Shut your anger hole.
You're an anger hole.
Put my fist in your anger hole.
Put my fist somewhere else. In you.
Alright.
Somewhere. Alright, anyways. I don't think we have anything else to talk about.
Liebert.
What?
Q.
What?
How's your video coming?
You know.
Alright, sounds good.
Are you going to finish it for ASIN?
It's about right there.
Are you going to finish it for ASIN?
Well, I'm going to try.
And if you don't, you're going to give up?
Oh, for those people that don't read the forums.
If I don't get a video done, then I'll just enjoy the con more.
Yeah, for those people that don't read the forums, there is a deadline extension for ASIN.
April 15th.
It was April 1st, so if you happen to be still working on a video and you want to send to ASIN, April 15th is the deadline, so go ahead and
do it. Do it.
Alright, I think we're going to go end the show now.
Alright.
Thanks for everyone who listened in, and yeah, we'll be back on Wednesday next week. And thanks for Shane for sticking around with us for a little bit, and for Lee over here and Brad. And yeah, see you guys next week. Maybe.
Alright. Ta-ta. See ya.